Surrey County Council has called on the High Court to reverse an injunction which stops them from replacing paid staff at 10 libraries with volunteers. The council has been told not to take any irrevocable steps to implement this plan until further order of the court. On Monday, I spoke to Mike Allsop from Surrey Libraries Action Movement.
As we are a group of optimists, we believe that what happened, the judge looked at the papers and decided we had a very strong case to stop the process going forward.
It wasn't just that he wasn't that busy last week.
Well, you might be the cynic. I'm the optimist.
But it doesn't prejudice in any way, does it, the final judgment of the court when it comes to ruling one way or another, does it?
It's just
stop everything whilst we wait for the next court decision.
Absolutely. And then there'll be a hearing and a decision made over the future of the libraries. And bear in mind that there are other ways of saving money in the library service than by removing paid staff from the smallest 10 libraries. The library budget is fairly large. It's something like £19 million. And to move all the savings out of the bottom 10 smallest libraries does seem to me to be inappropriate.
That was Mike Allsop from the Surrey Libraries Action Movement SLAM. Let's speak to David Hodge, who is the leader of Surrey County Council. Mr. Hodge, good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Why are you going back to court to try and reverse this injunction rather than wait for the court action to decide whether your policy is the right one or not?
Well, we didn't bring this action, as you, I'm sure you appreciate, and naturally you would expect us to defend our plans. And our priority has always been to keep the future of our libraries opened. I mean, in a few days' time, Byfleet, the community in Byfleet, who I take my hat off to, were ready on the 4th of February to open the take over the library and to run it with extended hours.
Has that process now been halted as a result of the injunction?
Unfortunately, yes, that's one of the reasons why we obviously had to go back.
Explain to me why that's unfortunate, because a lot of people say, well, a fully staffed library is better than one run by volunteers.
Well, the truth of the matter is, Nick, as I'm sure you've alluded on the programme many, many times, this process has been going on now since the 1st of February, or since February 2011, when the first cabinet report came. These 10 libraries account for 7% of all library uses. And what we decided to do was to create the community libraries in order that we could give people the opportunity to run their own libraries. And I have to say, in most of the places, certainly people are stepping up to the plate. There always will be other people with a different point of view. But we have to remember, you know, apart from this small group of SLAM, the huge majority of residents in Surrey, the huge majority of users, are absolutely happy with what we're doing. They recognise the difficulties the councils are facing. We, you know, these days, we have to do what is right for the residents of Surrey.
But what I don't understand is why, instead of spending taxpayers' money trying to contest this injunction, you just don't wait for the court date where it can all be decided in the courts and you can make the case you've just made to me now to a judge.
Well, I think people will be a little bit surprised to find that the action has been brought by somebody who, a lady called Lucy Williams, who is with the Kingston University, who is not a resident of Surrey. I can see no record of her using libraries in Surrey. She has her own libraries in Kingston and other places.
No, but all the supporters of this action that I've spoken to, and they've been very erudite, have been from Surrey. So you can't say that this has come from outside the county, can you?
Well, you asked me the question, Nick. I've just given you the facts. The facts are, in all the meetings that I've seen at county, the lady concerned who's brought the action, and she's brought the action on legal aid, to use legal aid money, SLAM now realised that when we went to court to ask for it to be lifted, have realised that probably their case is not so good, because they issued a letter and unfortunately sent it to a load of councillors by mistake, asking for other residents who are on legal, who could get legal aid, to come forward. I think the Surrey public needs to understand, is this really a good use of public money?
Well, the Liberal Democrats have issued a press release in the light of all this, saying that you are not using public money very effectively by trying to cancel this injunction, and they actually want you to completely reverse the decision to take all the paid staff, or most of the paid staff, out of these 10 libraries when it comes to a budget meeting on February the 7th.
Well, of course, the Liberal Democrats, as usual, don't really understand what's going on in Surrey. For us, as far as we're concerned, SLAM represent a very small point of view, and the vast majority of Surrey Library users and the Surrey residents have not complained and have not raised issues about what we're doing. What we have to do, I'm sure you'll appreciate, Nick, is this is council taxpayers' money. We have to do the best we can with it. And what we've always said, and I think you would appreciate this because you've spoken to me before, we have never, ever indicated that we were trying to close libraries. What SLAM are trying to indicate that we are trying to close libraries? These 10 small libraries, in reviews that have been done
okay,
over the last 10
we've rehearsed
years,
that argument.
Have always
no,
appeared.
Okay, we've rehearsed that argument many times. Just before you go, do you know how much paying your lawyers to go and contest this injunction is going to cost the council taxpayer?
Obviously, Nick, I don't think anybody ever knows what it costs.
But it's thousands then, isn't it? Thousands of pounds.
Yeah, but most of the work will be done internally by our lawyers, obviously. And we hope that when we go back to court, the court will be able to see that that we will be able to win the case.
Well, we'll follow it with interest. Councillor David Hodge, leader of Surrey County Council, thank you.